Shea Booster from Oregon. I'm the Western Region National Vice President.
First of all, tell me how it felt earlier to hear your name and you're now a national officer.
Just overwhelming relief. I mean, that was maybe the longest session in national convention history, and so it was just sitting there right next to Ridge, just, you know, shaking like a leaf on a tree waiting, and it feels so good to know the results either way, but to have it swing in our favor is just, it's very humbling. I'm very excited to be able to take this year with these other five great individuals.
And adding off of that, what do you think that you're most looking forward to about the year?
Learning. I describe it as I'm the agricultural rookie. I mean, I don't come from an ag production background. I had no idea what agriculture was. When I told my mom I was joining the FFA, she goes, yeah, you can't be in that. Like, we don't live on a farm. And so I come from the far, far depths of the FFA closet where nobody thought that, you know, you'd find an FFA member. But the second I put on that jacket, it was Mr. Brett Pennington's, an older member from my chapter. I realized, you know what, I want my own. And once I started getting new jackets, I wasn't done. I wanted every jacket I could possibly get because I saw how much it did for me, but the opportunities it afforded me, but also the opportunities that it affords members all over the country. And that's what I'm most excited to see is what opportunities the Blue and Gold has given to people from every state, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It's just incredible that the Blue and Gold can do that much, and I'm excited to see the impact that it's had.
What advice would you have for an FFA member who wants to do something similar to you?
Don't ever stop believing in yourself. It took me 2 tries to get national office, and I definitely lost myself the first time. And coming back the second time, the only thing I would tell myself is, you know what, I'm Shea Booster, and if that's, I got to be me the whole time this time. And so I think that's something that I would definitely recommend to members is don't lose yourself in the pursuit of something you want, because once you start hacking off bits and pieces of who you are, is it worth it at that point?
And what do you want to do in the future?
I'm an agriculture business management major at Oregon State, go Beavs, with a minor in communications and looking at double minoring in Spanish. So if I could work for a big ag corporation for a little bit, that'd be great. But ultimately, my dad is a leadership consultant and professional public speaker, so if I could take over his company, because he does a bunch of stuff for like FEMA and National Wildfire, so if I could transition that into youth development, that's where I'd like to find my niche and just... and drive home development for our youth in our country.